Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Captain Neat. No, I'm Mike.
You're Captain.
I'm getting a little obsessed. I've been building a submarine in my bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I don't think that's going to work.
What do you mean?
It's full of holes.
It's
going to fit. Literally, when you put that in the water, the water's going to come in.
Yeah, you don't understand, though, because it's made of cardboard. It's made of paper.
Yeah, that's the worst.
So the paper is going to absorb the water.
Literally the worst submarine ever.
It's going to pick up all the water, and then I'm set. It'll be dry, and it will... Wait a minute.
I want to be there when you test this thing.
Dang! I thought that would work.
It's no Nautilus.
I've been saving cereal boxes for weeks.
Well, it's no Nautilus, and that's what we've been talking about over the past couple of days.
Do you think I'll get one league under the sea?
You might get one.
Really?
And then you'll be swimming.
Oh, darn. Well, we're talking about 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. That's the name of the Jules Verne story we've been looking at for the past 2 days. It's a great adventure, a great science fiction classic. But our heroes in the story, Professor Aronnax, his assistant Conseil, and Ned Land, the Canadian whaler, are being held captive by Captain Nemo in his amazing futuristic submarine called the Nautilus.
Yes, that's right. They are kind of trapped there. They can't leave.
Kind of a good-bad situation.
Yeah, it's not the greatest situation.
No.
And as we left them yesterday, they have been tossed back into their holding cell and given sleeping pills. So they are possibly asleep.
Right.
We're going to find out what happens to them. We're going to conclude the story today, so don't go away. Let's go to the lesson right now.
Reading. Twenty Thousand Leagues Under the Sea. Aronnax, Conseil, and Land wake up the next morning confused. Captain Nemo asks Aronnax to look at a crew member who was hurt in a mysterious accident. The man later dies, and they bury him at an underwater cemetery where many other Nautilus sailors have been laid to rest. The Nautilus then experiences other unfortunate and almost deadly events. They get stuck in ice and are even attacked by a group of giant squid. Throughout all of this, Nemo becomes increasingly strange and he begins to avoid Aronnax. Finally, the Nautilus is attacked by a ship from a nation that made Nemo suffer. Nemo responds in kind and sinks the ship, ignoring Aronnax's appeals for mercy. Aronnax, Conseil, and Land are all horrified by this action and plan to escape as soon as possible. The three men find a small boat. However, when they loosen the boat, they realize the Nautilus is in the middle of a maelstrom. They manage to survive, but the fate of the Nautilus is unknown.
The story begins today by saying Aronnax, Conseil, and Land wake up the next morning confused.
What happened?
They're confused. They don't know what happened. Remember, they were given sleeping pills. Sleeping pills, if they're very strong, they just kind of knock you out.
Mm.
You fall asleep quite quickly, and you sleep very deeply.
You don't really dream or anything, and you can wake up hours and hours later very confused.
If you're confused, it means you kind of don't know what's going on. You don't know what happened. Just like this. Mike's a very confused person.
I'm confused.
You're confused, but hopefully you can tell us what goes on next.
Well, next it says Captain Nemo asks Aronnax to look at a crew member who was hurt in a mysterious accident.
There's that word mysterious again.
There's a lot of mysterious things going on in this story. Well, Aronnax is also a professor, you should remember. Now, I don't think he's a doctor, but he certainly has some knowledge of biology and the human body and stuff like that. So he's asked by the captain to look at a crew member who is injured, who is hurt. When you look at somebody or something, of course, you can use your eyes just to look at it, but it can also mean to examine it, to look at it and inspect it, to see all the details, all the different parts of it. You know, when you have a broken motorcycle, you take it to the garage and the mechanic will look at it. He won't just stand there and go, yeah, it's broken. No, he'll actually touch it and feel it. And
you wouldn't go back to that mechanic.
You wouldn't go back to that guy.
I know what the problem is. Your bike is broken.
It's broken. That'll be $500.
Yes.
No, he'll actually do something to it. Hopefully he'll be able to fix it, but certainly he would at least be able to tell you what the problem is. So they're trying to figure out what happened in this mysterious accident. So the guy didn't just like slip and fall and break a leg or fall down the stairs. He got sick, something happened, but we don't know what.
We don't know what happened, and the man later dies.
Oh.
Ooh. So because of the mysterious accident, he is no longer living.
That's too bad.
And
I liked him.
Yeah, he was nice.
What was his name?
Good man. Henchman number one.
Oh, that's right. Sailor 13.
And they bury him at an underwater cemetery where many other Nautilus sailors have been laid to rest.
That's weird.
It's an underwater cemetery. A cemetery is the place where you bury your dead, the dead people.
Like
the people,
a graveyard.
It's a graveyard. You put them under the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cemetery that's underwater as well, so I guess not only are they underwater, but then they dig a hole in the bottom of the sea and put the body in there. They could just toss it out the window of the submarine and let it float away. But
sure, turn it into fish food.
I guess they want to show respect for the dead, or maybe they're trying to hide something as well. It says many other Nautilus sailors have been laid to rest there as well.
Hmm.
Laid to rest in this case means to bury a dead person, to have a funeral for them. This is a kind of a formal, nice way of saying that somebody has died and we have had a ceremony to mark their death.
That's right. The Nautilus then experiences other unfortunate and almost deadly events. So it seems like there's beginning of some bad luck here for the crew and the passengers on the Nautilus. They experience other unfortunate and almost deadly events. If something is deadly, it could kill you, or it does kill you. And if it's unfortunate, well, it's just really bad luck. So they have some bad luck, some bad things happen, some people get hurt or possibly even killed. What's going on?
Well, they get stuck in ice and are even attacked by a group of giant squid.
Wow.
Okay, so if they get stuck in ice, I guess the submarine has gone up towards the surface of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they're around Antarctica.
North Pole.
Or the North Pole. That's where we have the ice caps for now.
Mm-hmm.
They're melting. So they get stuck in the ice. The ice is very thick. It's very strong. And the Nautilus can no longer move. They're also attacked by giant squid.
Wow.
Okay, we talked a little bit about giant squid in one of the earlier days of this unit.
Mysterious sea creatures.
Squid come in all shapes and sizes. They are sea creatures, of course. They have they're almost like an octopus.
Yeah.
But like,
they
have 10 arms.
Yeah, usually.
And they can
move small ones, two big ones.
They can move very quickly through the water, and they can be giant. They can be very big.
And they have a mouth like a parrot.
Yeah, they got a beak, actually, that's very sharp.
Yes.
They are very good predators.
Yeah, they fight against whales deep under the ocean, just to give you an idea of how big they are. So having a few giant squid wrapped around the boat could be very dangerous to the boat and to the people, of course, on the boat. But throughout all of this, Nemo, the captain of the boat, becomes increasingly strange, and he begins to avoid Aranax. They kind of had a friendship at a certain point, but then all this bad stuff starts to happen, and Nemo is locked away in his own cabin. They don't see him for days after day, and they're kind of like, what's going on? Is he going crazy? Is he getting angry with us? Did we do something to make him not like us? But they're not getting any answers, and they're starting to get quite worried.
Okay, yeah, he's starting to get weird,
yeah.
In other words. He was kind of a weird guy to begin with.
I think
you have to be a little bit strange to build a giant boat to roam around the sea and be free of government.
Probably.
Maybe a little bit off.
Yep.
But now he's just getting weirder.
Hmm.
Finally, the Nautilus is attacked by a ship from a nation that made Nemo suffer.
Britain.
Yes.
I think it's supposed to be Britain.
I think it is.
But they don't say in the book.
They don't say it, but that could possibly be it. It made Nemo suffer. If someone or something makes you suffer, it makes you go through perhaps physical pain or emotional pain. It puts you in a bad situation where you are hurting in some way. So this is a nation that has done bad things to Nemo in the past. And they're not doing him any favors now either. They are attacking his ship the Nautilus.
That's right. And Nemo is not one who wants to make friends with the ship from this country, so he responds in kind and sinks the ship, ignoring Aranax's appeals for mercy. Nemo's angry as soon as he sees the boat and that the boat is going to attack him. He says, right, I'm going to get them before they get me. So he responds in kind. They do something bad to him, he does something bad right back to them. He attacks their ship, sinks it, sends it down to the bottom of the ocean. And of course, many sailors and crew on this boat will die as that happens. And the whole time, Professor Aranax, who wants to be friends with Nemo, is a little bit afraid of him, but is also a very kind and human type of man. He appeals for mercy, not for his own mercy, but for the mercy of the crew. He says, Nemo, you can't do this. This is just murder. These people are in the ocean. They can't fight you. They can't hurt you. You should go and save them from drowning. Nemo says, forget that. I don't care about them. So this is a big shock to Aranax. He realizes that Nemo is really kind of a monster. To respond in kind to something, yes, is to answer something for something else. It could be something done in anger, or it could be done something done in kindness, right? If someone compliments you, you can respond in kind and compliment them back. But it means you're answering action for action. It's a shortcut for you. Let's find out more.
Shortcut for you.
Winnie did this to me. I thought she was my friend.
I know. Starting rumors about someone is never a nice thing to do.
I bet she doesn't even feel bad.
Well, if she doesn't, then maybe you can respond in kind.
What? Why would I be kind to her after she was so mean to me?
Actually, respond in kind means to do the same thing to someone that they did to you.
So, respond in kind means 以相同方式回应，以牙还牙。 Do you think I should start a rumor about her?
Well, maybe not. Then you'd be the mean person too.
Maybe I should just speak to her about it then.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a much better idea. Let's go find her. Hmm.
That was our shortcut for you, all about responding in kind, to do the same thing back to someone or something that has done that thing to you. So we had this ship from the nation that had made Nemo suffer attack his ship. He attacked back, and he sank that ship.
Yes.
Okay, so
and
what's
lots
going
of
to
people were killed.
Lots of people were killed despite Aranax's appeals for mercy. Please don't kill them. What did they do to you?
Show them kindness. Show them mercy. Help them out.
Nemo says, no, absolutely not. Now, Aranax, Conseil, and Land are all horrified by this action.
That's their faces like.
Just like this.
Yeah, just like that.
That's what you look like if you're horrified. If you're horrified, it means you're very frightened by something. You are shocked by it. It was unexpected. It was probably terrible.
Terrible thing to see or experience.
They probably saw a lot of sailors in the water, drowning, dying, bodies everywhere. It horrified them. And they planned to escape as soon as possible.
All right.
If you do something as soon as possible, you do it as quickly as you can do it. You don't wait around. If you can go, then you're going to go. They want to escape as soon as possible. We often see this abbreviated as ASAP.
As soon as
Or people will just say ASAP. Pronounce it. We need this done ASAP.
I hate that.
It's kind of annoying, sometimes.
ASAP.
Get this done ASAP. Okay. ASAP, I don't mind, as soon as possible.
Quickly. Don't waste any time.
Do it now.
That's right.
So they want to escape as soon as possible, or if they could do it right now, they would do it.
That's right. They've all decided that Nemo is not someone they can be friends with. He's kind of crazy. We got to get out of here. The three men find a small boat. Yay! However, when they loosen the boat, they realize the Nautilus is in the middle of a maelstrom. Boo.
Not good.
Okay, so they find a boat to get away on. That's the good news. But when they loosen the boat is actually attached to the Nautilus, so they loosen it or they make it separate. They remove it from the boat. They allow it to go away on its stone, but they realize just at that time that they're in a maelstrom, which is like a big storm. So imagine you're in a typhoon and you're taking a tiny little rowboat out onto the ocean. You might think, this is not a good idea or not a good time to be doing this.
Yeah, going out in a maelstrom on the sea.
Wind and
pretty
rain
dangerous.
And waves and
not a lot of fun.
No.
But they managed to survive.
Yay.
If you manage to do something, it means that you are able to do something. You achieve what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they wanted to survive. They did not want to go out there and die on
That's
the ocean.
Right. They get picked up by another friendly boat and
yep.
their lives are saved. They're rescued.
So that's good news.
That's good news.
As is so often the case, we have a good news, bad news kind of situation. Good news, they survive.
Yes.
They are going to go on to live. The fate of the Nautilus is unknown.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
So the Nautilus is not destroyed. It doesn't sink.
Oh, we don't know.
Captain Nemo maybe doesn't die.
He could still be around. The Nautilus, we don't know exactly what happened to it. So the ending, it's what we call kind of an open ending. The boat is not resolved. We don't know what happened to Nemo. We don't know what happened to the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it sank. Maybe it's still out there in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's Nemo going to do in the future? We don't know. Jules Verne left the ending open for everybody.
And there was never a part two.
No. No sequel. So he just totally left it. But, as you can see, a very entertaining story.
Yeah.
A lot of action.
Yeah.
A lot of things from the past that Jules Verne revealed, and they kind of came into being later on, as we said. That does bring us to the end of the story. Not quite the end of the program. Let's have our For You Chat before we go.
For You Chat.
All right, the question for the chat today, Mike, is what do you think happened to Captain Nemo and the Nautilus?
Wow, that's a really good question. If I remember the book correctly, he was losing crew members, right? People had gotten hurt in accidents. There were some fights. So maybe because there weren't enough crew, enough sailors on the boat, they actually sank in the storm.
Okay.
Because when you're in a storm and you have a boat with not enough people on it, things can get out of control and eventually the boat can sink and there aren't enough people there to save it. I don't know. There wasn't a part two to the story. He didn't even write at the end that years later they found the boat, you know, crashed on some rocks on an island. So it's a big mystery. What about you? Do you have any theories?
Maybe the boat was, say, like you say, he was losing crew members.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hard to control the boat. He was in a storm. Maybe the storm, like, blew the Nautilus towards some island somewhere and washed up on the shore. And
a lot of dangerous things under the water.
Maybe he escaped and he could have gone onto an island, survived there. Who knows? We don't really know. That's why we say it's an open ending. But like we said, there was no sequel, so there was no resolution to it. You kind of had to decide for yourself.
Interesting.
What happened to Nemo and the Nautilus? Interesting. Mm. Something that makes you go like this. Yes.
But it definitely makes for a good book. And if you get a chance, back in like 1950 or 1960, Disney made a movie called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It looks a little old-fashioned these days, but it's still a very entertaining movie. So if you ever get a chance to watch it, check it out. It's pretty cool.
Check out the movie, check out the book, and have a chat about our question today. As for us, we're out of time. Until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Aranax, Conseil, and Land wake up the next morning confused. Captain Nemo asks Aranax to look at a crew member who was hurt in a mysterious accident. The man later dies, and they bury him at an underwater cemetery where many other Nautilus sailors have been laid to rest. The Nautilus then experiences other unfortunate and almost deadly events. They get stuck in ice and are even attacked by a group of giant squid. Throughout all of this, Nemo becomes increasingly strange and he begins to avoid Aranax. Finally, the Nautilus is attacked by a ship from a nation that made Nemo suffer. Nemo responds in kind and sinks the ship, ignoring Aranax's appeals for mercy. Aranax, Conseil, and Land are all horrified by this action and plan to escape as soon as possible. The three men find a small boat. However, when they loosen the boat, they realize the Nautilus is in the middle of a maelstrom. They manage to survive, but the fate of the Nautilus is unknown. Vocabulary Review.
Unfortunate. It's unfortunate that you have to leave the party so soon. Suffer. Barry suffered through a lot of pain after he broke his right foot playing basketball. Appeal. The kids made an appeal to their mother to let them stay up late, but she refused. Horrify. The scenes of extreme violence in the war movie horrified the audience. Loosen. After leaving work, Mark loosened his tie and took off his jacket before heading out to meet some friends.